All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Iron Horse Public Infrastructure District. Today's August 4th, 2026. It's 11:06 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state their name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Eric, you're vice chair. You want to start for us?
I'm Eric Levin. I'm vice chair of the board.
Tyler Romrell, secretary.
Brett Warby, treasurer.
Ron Larson, member.
There's Dave.
Lauren,
Thanks for the text, Tyler.
no problem.
Also Lauren Warburton with CLA District Accountant.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Race District Council.
Dane, do you mind saying your name for us? Grandpa Dane.
Dane Levitt, who is taking a break from Cousins Crew for this meeting.
Awesome. We do have Christy Barker back at our office, and we do have Izzy at the conference room. Izzy, do we have any members of the public?
We don't, no.
Okay. And that is the anchor location, just for the record. So, all right, board. First off, we need to have a public hearing. We need to amend the 2025 budget. So, could I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I so move, Dane.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Thanks, Eric. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, board. So now we're in the public hearing, and that's to review and then take any possible public comments relating to amendments to the 25 budget. So, Lauren, I'm going to turn it over to you to explain the amendments.
Yes, let me share my screen. Okay, so is everyone seeing the 2025 general fund?
Yep,
Yes, you can see it.
Perfect. So the only amendment we have today is to the general fund. Looks like total expenditures, or sorry, budgeted appropriations for the year were 51,000 versus actual of $88,009.79. So for that, we take the expenditures plus the other financing uses here. That's how that's calculated. So the difference today is $37,009.79. That is the amendment that we would be making.
Well, it finally clicks and then
Any questions on that today?
No.
do we, Brett, do we know where where did we blow through the budget?
No, I think she's saying that we're under budget, correct?
So, if we're looking at expenditures alone, I would say we are under budget. As far as appropriations go, we do have to take into account the other financing uses. So that includes this small transfer to other funds, which was a transfer from the general fund to the debt service fund for paying agent fees, and then also the repayment of developer advances. So that's kind of the biggest thing here is this 45.4
Okay.
thousand
So,
repayment for developer advances.
okay. It went to a worthy cause, so we understand it. That's good.
Yes.
So,
So,
Brett, does that make sense to you?
yeah, it makes sense because the development team paid all the expenses. And so we record the expenses on the district's budget, but then it gets reimbursed. So, some of that 45,000 was for prior year expenses. So, we didn't overdo our budget. It's just reimbursement for expenses. So
Yep,
yes, it makes
that's right.
sense. Yeah. So
Thank you, Brett.
we're okay.
Yeah, this is fun.
Okay. Anything else, Lauren?
No, that's everything. Just the general fund today.
Okay.
Do we need to approve this budget then, Mike?
Well, yeah, we will in just a sec.
Okay.
So, because we're in the public hearing, I do not see any members of the public that have joined. Izzy, any new members of the public have they shown up to the conference room?
I guess.
I am going to take that as a no. So, what I need then is a motion to open the closed session or the public hearing. Sorry. Well, actually, let me reword
Close
to close the
the
public
public
hearing.
hearing. I move we close the public hearing.
And I second it.
Thanks, Eric. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. So we'll approve the, well, actually, we can do it now. So,
you want me to make the motion that we approve the budget as amended for December 31st, 2025, but I assume the budget's for 2026.
Well, the resolution will be 2026-04.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That is unanimous. All right. Now we have board meeting minutes from our last meeting, which was on May 5th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I looked at them. I didn't see anything in there. So.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Brett?
Yeah. I make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes from last meeting.
Second.
All right, I'm going to give it to Eric. His green light came on my screen first. So,
okay.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Lauren, next up, quarterly expenditures.
Yes, okay. So, board, quarterly expenditures. This listing today covers the time period from April 1st through June 30th, 2026. Total expenditures looks like $247,460.92. Most of this is the 2024 interest payment, the bond interest payment that happens quarterly, that $232,000. And then also the developer payments for administrative expenses that you can see here. Any questions on the payment listing today?
No, thank you though for the providing the listing.
So, board, just if you remember, the reason we're doing this is the outside auditors are looking now to make sure the full board sees all the expenditures. And that's something that they've been directed by the state auditor to actually audit for. So moving forward, you'll see this every quarter. So just so the full board gets to see it. So what I need is a motion to approve the payment and expenditure listing.
I'll make that to approve.
Thanks, Eric.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, second quarter financials, Lauren.
Okay, so now to our second quarter financials. These are as of June 30th, 2026. Let me see if I can make this a little bit bigger. So starting with the balance sheet, as of June 30th, total assets were sitting at just under $14.9 million, with the majority of that being in the debt service fund for the assessment receivable still sitting there. But there is also $76.51 in the general fund. Then on the liability side, accounts payable was sitting at just under $4,500. As of June 30th. Then moving to the general fund, so far total revenues are $76.51 of interest income that has come in. Then on the expenditure side, $25,448 for administrative costs that include accounting, audit, and legal. Then after developer advances of $20,900, looks like ending fund balance is at a deficit of $4,417. Then moving to the debt service fund, so far total revenues are $339,597. Majority of that being the assessment revenues that have been received, and then also the $545 of interest income. Then on the expenditures side, just the $326,082 of bond interest payments that have been made so far, which brings our ending fund balance to $13,948.
Now, scroll back to that one. I just want to make sure that I have an understanding. So the revenues are coming from the developer. It's not necessarily tied to the sale of lots.
No,
It's
it
just,
is not.
it is just transferred. We have an encumbrance that's tied to the sale of lots, but this is just the developer funding the payments that are due.
The quarterly payments that are due, that is correct. Yes, that's the assessment revenues.
Okay. Okay, that answers, that confirms what I assumed.
And Claire, can I finish this one? Probably head out. I'm with you. We'll pack you.
Okay, and then lastly, we have the capital projects fund here. Total net movement brings our ending fund balance to zero, but this does show the bond draw and repayment obligation from the year. So we have the recognition of costs of just under 8.9 million. Then the transfers in and out that you can see for the acceptance of those costs, and then the repayment of the developer advance. Any questions I can answer here or on the financials as a whole?
No, that's what.
Lauren, can you go back up to the very top on the
General fund.
balances, the fund
Oh,
balances?
yes.
All right, so on the administrative cost fund, that's at the $76. Brett, do you want us to see if we can move that out of that fund to like the bond fund? Because that's one.
Yeah, probably. I know that Christian is our trustee. He's having us pay something in there, but I guess that probably just needs to be moved to wherever we pay out the expenses to, because at the end of the year, again, we'll reimburse the developer. So wherever that fund is, that money can go into that fund because I don't know what I don't know what the difference between the bond fund and the administrative costs is and why one's going into one and some in the other.
Yeah, Lauren, can you, where would you guys want it from an accounting perspective?
I don't think we have a preference. I'm coming into this district a little bit late, but I think typically the administrative cost fund is used, obviously specifically for administrative expenses,
Right.
but it seems more appropriate with the flow of funds now to get it moved and maybe even closed out if we're not using this anymore.
Yeah, can you talk to Shelby about that? It just looks a little odd just to have 76
Yeah,
in
and
there.
I think that was probably the intention, and then the interest income came in and opened it back up. So I'll talk with Shelby and with the Zions as well, and
Okay.
we'll work to get that removed so that it's, or I shouldn't say removed, but just moved to a different
Right.
fund.
Okay. That was my only question. Board, anything else?
Not for me.
Okay. So what I would need then is a motion to accept the second quarter financials as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Thanks, Brett.
Second.
Thanks, Ron. We get you on the board. I love it. We
Life.
get everybody on the board.
Yeah, I decided to not hog the attention this time. So.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
Hey,
All those,
I'm a team player.
you are. All
Yeah.
those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Bye.
That is unanimous. All right, that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
Thank you. Just a quick question. Tyler, do you know if the withdrawal has if the withdrawal documents were recorded?
Yes, they were
Awesome.
recorded, and yeah, that's been approved, and we were able to sell that property that got taken out.
Excellent. Can you,
Perfect.
for our records, can you just send us a copy of the recorded docs?
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right. Always
Thank
good to
you.
see you guys. I need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion. I know I just said I was not going to hog the meeting.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
Hi. Thank
Hey,
you.
good to see you
Thanks.
guys.
Thanks,
Thanks,
everybody.
Jeff. You too.
Okay,
Apologize
take
as well.
care.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. See ya.
Bye.